We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Strength or Weakness. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I have just read from the King James Version. When Darlington was 8 months old, he could speak clearly. At that tender age, he did things considered impossible for his age. He was therefore referred to as a genius. Darlington grew to be very popular because he was exceptional. However, he became very proud and arrogant. At age 21, he already had a PhD. It was shortly after this that he met Christ. Christ stripped him of pride and arrogance, but his fame and intellect remained with him. These he used to serve God. He wrote many books, scientific and gospel, tracts, articles, which were best-selling because of the fame he already had. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. When our weaknesses are subject to God's authority, they give expression to God's strength. But when we fail to subject our strengths to the Lord's government, they become our biggest weakness. Our gifts, talents, and endowments may either constitute strength or weaknesses, depending on who rules them. Are you the one ruling over your life, or is Christ your Lord? Who are you subject to? Who is Lord over you? The answer to these questions will determine whether your gifts, talents, endowment will constitute strength or weakness to you when viewed in the light of God's kingdom. Go into today knowing that God is interested in every detail of your life. The weaknesses you struggle with today will cease to be when you subject them to God's strength. Pray like this. Pray that God's strength will be made perfect in your weakness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Song of Solomon, chapter 1 to chapter 2. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Now, if you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, you know that Jesus is not yet the Lord of your life, and you want to receive His salvation. You may be struggling with suicidal thoughts, or with addictions, or with demonic oppressions, and you want to break free today. It is only in Christ that you can find lasting freedom. And how do you receive His salvation? give him your life. Surrender to him as the Lord and ruler of your life. And that will mean instant repentance. All of the things that you have been doing before that does not please him, you will repent of them and accept him as your Lord and ruler and savior of your life. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, remember that Jesus came to this world. He is God. He came in the form of a man. He lived among us and he died on the cross as the sacrifice for your sins. He paid for your sins on the cross. And on the third day, he resurrected. And because he resurrected on the third day, you too can die to the old nature of sin and resurrect with the glorious nature of God. So if you want to hand over your life to Christ, let's pray this prayer together in faith. Say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I give you my life today. Come and rule over my life. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. Because just by confessing the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. You can visit any of our websites, either streamglobe.org or streamglobe.radio or devotional.ng, and find the menu there that says, Are You Saved? That webpage will lead you to materials that will help you grow. You'll find the links to download a free audiobook. If you can't download it, listen to it. It will help you understand the faith and grow in your walk with God. You can also contact us through the phone number in today's devotional, or if you are in any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, you can contact us through any of the administrators on your WhatsApp group. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Song of Solomon chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The Book of Song of Songs. Solomon's Song of Songs.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chambers.
We rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine.
How right they are to adore you. Dark am I, yet lovely. Daughters of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I had to neglect. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman beside the flocks of your friends?
If you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds.
I liken you, my darling, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariot horses. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you earrings of gold, studded with silver.
While the king was at his table, my perfume spread its fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh resting between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En-Gedi.
How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves.
How handsome you are, my beloved. Oh, how charming. And our bed is verdant.
The beams of our house are cedars. Our rafters are firs.
I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valley.
Like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women.
Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. Let him lead me to the banquet hall, and let his banner over me be love. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Listen, my beloved, look. Here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the ladders. My beloved spoke and said to me, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear in the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise. Come, my darling, my beautiful one. Come with me.
My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom.
My beloved is mine, and I am his. He browses among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the rugged hills.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.